The views expressed on the Big Shiny Podcast are explicitly the views of everyone on BigShinyRobot.com, regardless of what anyone may tell you.
And the Big Shiny Podcast contains coarse language such as shit, damn, and hell. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to the latest episode of the Big Shiny Podcast. This week we are talking about comics and collectibles, and sitting to my right with his hood up, Jimmy, also known as Mexica's Prime.
Hello.
Got some Skittles in those pockets.
Sitting next to him, frantically buying the latest issue of the Ultimate Marvel Universe Cataclysm series.
He really is.
I know he is. Tom, also known as Zombietron.
I just want to reiterate, I am so dedicated to what we do here. I have the physical copy with the free digital sitting on my desk at home, and I am going to pay $4 so that I can be up to speed in the next 6 minutes.
Thanks, Sailor Jerry.
You better read fast, motherfucker, because I'm talking about that.
Let's talk about it right now.
Lucas is coming out of the gates with
Somebody derail him. I'm looking right now.
Nope. In fact, I'm going to encourage it.
First glass shot, next
sitting across to him, ready and raring to go about Ultimate Comics Cataclysm.
God, I want that on a t-shirt.
Lucas, also known as Kiltaculatron.
I'm calling out motherfuckers tonight.
Okay, time out. I searched Comixology. I just searched Cataclysm, and the first thing that shows up is The Authority and Flashpoint.
No one fucking cares, Tom.
Flashpoint was good, dude.
But it wasn't
all
Cataclysm.
That Kubert art.
5 minutes.
Jesus.
Sitting to my left, Kylie, also known as Vagitron.
I'm still wearing pants.
week after week, the guy wears pants. It's so weird.
He hates it
so
every weird. Day, but he keeps doing
I, of course,
for shorts weather again.
M. Tyson, also known as R-Spot, and we're going to jump right into things with Cataclysm. I almost said Ultimatum. Cataclysm. Who's starting? Kylie, Lucas, someone? What? Someone get to it before Tom can read it. Otherwise,
you can spoil it for me.
They killed Captain America.
No
shit. Did he actually die? Was he dead?
Yeah.
Well, in this last issue,
they kind of talked about him being dead.
Okay, so he jumps out of the airplane at what's his face at Galactus, and he's dead.
This is the part where me and you just get to learn.
Holding his body.
We're gonna learn.
Man, I'm glad my wife doesn't listen to this podcast because she would be gloating.
So they pretty much gave Kitty Pryde the Pym particle so she could become huge
and
phase through Galactus's machine to stop it.
Hey, calm down, guy. Right now, I'm just – let me get that in my head.
He just wants to see a huge
Does the Kitty dragon Pryde. Get big, too?
No, there's no dragon in the Ultimate Universe. There's no Lockheed.
Oh.
Keep up. Even I knew that one.
They pretty much were going to send her on a suicide
mission. Okay, so Cataclysm is done, right?
Yeah, they had the last
issue that came out. Because I've been living this vicariously through your updates. Let's hear it.
Do it.
So they give her the pin particle. She phases through Galactus, and then the issue ends.
Spoils the shit out of it.
It's like 4 pages.
Whoa!
It was pretty good.
Keep going.
And she's getting her ass whooped. And so while this is all going on, Reed Richards, he has a little, it's the portal to the negative zone.
Oh, okay.
And it was, they put like a little jetpack on it so it could, you know, fly up in the air.
Because that wasn't an issue 4. Did he get to drink issue 5?
Tom.
Fuck you.
Sometime Iron Man sets it up at some point with him when they're not on frame.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Because he even mentions, hey, this was Tony putting the jetpack on. It was Tony Stark's idea. And they open up the portal to the negative zone to suck Galactus in.
Bitch.
And pretty much Kitty Pryde's going with. And
everyone
wants to save her and Reed Richards, who's kind of redeeming himself at this point, is like, well, she knew this was pretty much a suicide mission. You know, she's got to do whatever. And then out of nowhere, Thor comes flying in to kick some ass.
Nice.
And knocks him into the negative zone. So Kitty is saved, but Thor goes in with him.
Oh.
And they're waiting for, it's very much like the Avengers, where they're waiting for him to come back. And, you know, and they're like, we got to close this because everyone's going to get sucked in here if we leave it open. They're like, we're waiting for Thor. And he doesn't come back.
No Thor.
They got to close it.
When you see Thor, like Galactus' shadow and Thor's shadow together falling into the negative zone or whatever they refer to it.
So
Cap's probably dead. I can't remember who has his shield. They show,
yeah, I can't remember. Yeah, someone was holding the shield.
Can they leave him dead and not make Bucky Barnes pretend to be Cap again? That was so confusing.
I don't even think he's around in this universe.
No, that was 616. Every month you get this shit confused. Every time he's like, now when this happened, like Tom at 616 universe. Oh,
are you sure?
So here's the thing about me.
He's president in the 616.
Let's hear what the thing about you, Tom, is.
Wait, I'm not ready.
President in Ultimates, motherfucker.
We had this discussion because you kept going, no, he's president. We're like, no, that's in the other universe.
That's an Ultimates, he's Cap.
Exactly, but you were arguing that it was not.
So here's my gripe, though. So with Cap, and I love Cap, and I haven't read the new Cap with Remender because Dr. Mindbubble.
You love Remender.
I love Remender. No. I will. I think Remender.
Let him tell you his thing, though.
Remender speaks about all things Tom. He likes punk rock. He fights the man.
Frankencastle.
Okay. He's writing this amazing Cap line, but Dr. Mindbubble's got me spooked. I haven't been able to open the issue because I'm afraid I'm going to hate it. And I love Black Science. I love... What's the other one
Black
he's doing?
Black Science. Fucking sweet.
And then did you read the School of Assassins one?
Deadly Class?
Deadly Class?
I didn't. I missed that.
It's fucking great, right, dude. Anyway, the moral of the story
what the
is,
fuck are we talking about?
I don't even know anymore.
Flip to the end of your issue and
I like
Dancy
Venom or just going down this fucking like list of fucking things you've written?
Is it on issue 4?
Yeah, it's at the end of the issue. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me just log in. You keep talking. I'm going to go find that.
So what is the current status of the Ultimate Universe?
Apparently it's not going to end because they're just rebooting it all. But the next story arc before the reboot is called Survivors. And then they're going to go into... I know they've got Ultimate Spider-Man because they've already announced the Ultimate Spider-Man 200 issue. They're right. Doing Ultimate FF. I can't remember who's in that team. Do you remember who's in that team at all?
Miles Morales. Because it's the Future Foundation. It's Miles Morales.
Future Isn't or Freedom?
It's the in the 616. It's Future Foundation. Whether it's going to be the same in the Ultimate Universe.
Oh, okay.
Because it's Miles Morales and I think like Kitty Pryde, Cloak and Dagger.
No, that's old. That's going to be...
That's the new
Ultimate.
That's going to be, I think, the Ultimate.
Yeah, that's got Bond Girl as well.
I do want to hear what it's going to be, though.
It's that. Like, Logan Dagger, Spider-Man, the Bombshell Girl, and then I think Jessica, Spider-Woman,
yeah.
I think, too.
But FF, I know it's Sue Storm's in it, and I can't remember who... I just saw a picture of it, and I was like, oh, that's an interesting cast of characters, but... It's I'm drawing a blank at this moment,
yeah.
Unfortunately. Did you find it yet?
No. I don't know.
Son of a bitch.
For some reason, all of my Comixology collection is missing, which is bullshit.
What's the next series?
It's called Survivors.
Survivors.
It's one of those things that we have no information on. In all the previews, it's just a black
thing. Do I need to add that to my hold, or will that automatically keep coming?
I probably need to add it.
Okay.
I need to remember to add
consider
that to
it
hold.
Added, yeah.
So...
So Thor essentially, we're thinking Thor dies. He's
not dead.
Zone.
He's in the negative zone.
So he's fucked.
He'll find his way back.
Yeah,
I'm
they're
sure.
Like, you know, maybe he'll find his way back. They even hint to that.
And I imagine Cap's probably not dead.
Yeah.
Because you didn't see him die.
It's true.
Yeah. Maybe is this too early to jump into my frustrations with the whole the Marvel Now shit? Is that a good time to step over?
No, let's talk about it.
Oh, my God.
Up.
So Captain America issue 17 comes out, right?
It was 16.
It was
the
a 16,
one.
Yeah,
yes.
And it's Marvel Now number one.
Number one in the right corner, big
and, yeah,
number one.
Big,
and then
huge,
if you look down
16.
In the bottom right corner, it says number 16.
Now, and it's funny because when Remender was sharing it on Twitter, he's like, Captain America 16's out, blah, blah, blah. And then you're like looking into it on Comixology. It's Marvel Now number one, little parentheses, issue 16. And then Dr. Mindbubble comes out, issue 17. And that's it. It's issue 17.
Yeah, and these number ones are supposedly supposed to be good jumping on points. So I had a kid, a dad come in with his kid looking for, my son really likes Captain America. I'm like,
good
hey,
kid.
You know what? These are supposed to be good jumping on points. Let me go see.
Yeah,
go
apparently issue one just came out.
We don't
out,
have
so
the
let me
issue
give you that.
16. So I go looking through our overstock to see, well, maybe I've got some.
Yeah.
Nope, I have 15. So I pull 15 out just curious, thinking if 16's a jumping on point, 15, the end of 15 would say the end. Because
nope.
16 would be, no, it says to be continued. So 16, the Jesus. Number one jumping on point, is the middle of a story.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. They did the same thing with... Guardians of the Galaxy,
okay.
Their number one issue was actually part two of the trial of Jean Grey, which is crossing over with all new X-Men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like you're getting that, and you're so, it's actually the second part of a story, but yet it still says number one on it.
Right. So and essentially, like, it feels to me like they went in to rebrand it, and then they just stopped because they did issue Marvel Now number one, issue 16, but then the new Cap comes out, and there is no Marvel Now branding on it whatsoever. It simply says Captain America 17.
This is kind of why I don't miss comic
books. Marvel's always been this way.
For all the success they have in the movie universe, they are the opposite in the comics universe. Yeah. I do not get it at all.
Yeah. I mean, we have it. We work at the store. We have issues trying to figure this out. I can't imagine just somebody off the street walking in trying to figure this stuff out.
So if you remember when we first started the podcast, you know, three and a half years ago?
Four.
Something like that.
I wanted to get in, like, I love Cap. At that time, I still loved Captain America, but I had never really read any of the comics.
We saw the Halloween costume. We know you like
it. Yeah. Okay, you're a fan, right? So I went to Kylie and I said, I want to get into Cap. And you recommended The Death of Captain America. Huh. And I still remember buying the trade, reading it, and Cap doesn't die in the trade. And I was like, what the fuck?
No, like, he doesn't.
It is called The Death of Captain America, and none of this shit happens. And then to find out, jumping
happens
on...
in the next book, though.
That it does happen in the next... But why would you call your trade The Death of Captain America if he's fucking alive? And then you jump into the next part, and Bucky Barnes is suddenly Captain America, while Cap is a clone of another Cap. Like,
yeah, but I would argue that I was more interested in that. Right, I really like that.
But that's the problem. I want to love Marvel. I want to.
And you do, and you collect
it. And I do, and I collect, more Marvel books than I do DC books at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't get it. It does not make sense how they can be so, have all their shit together in this movie universe so perfectly.
I think.
But they can't put their comic books in order. I mean, yeah. They did the right thing by hiring Remender. I will say that all day, every day. The dude is a fucking genius.
Well, because you have more good than bad. Like, you may be.
True.
Like, mixed up with, like, the story, the overall storyline, but you do dig the books that you're reading, so that's good enough.
And I will even say, like, Brubaker's final run of Cap was gorgeous. Like, issue 19 of Brubaker's Cap was actually, for me, very touching. It was really, really good. Like, there was a lot of Cap respect going on from the Brubaker side, so I'll give him
that. I'm at the point now that I'm wishing Disney would take back their, when they said, we bought Marvel, but we're not messing with the comic books.
Yeah,
like,
you sure you don't want it?
We're still going to let them run the business end. I'm like, no, please do something.
Please, don't you have a storyboard guy somewhere that can fix this?
Well, I think there's still just a lot of talent. I just think maybe now they're just trying to figure out what the whole movie universe.
Marvel stated quite a few years ago that some retailer conference that they've noticed, and it's not a big surprise, that their sales are always bigger with number one issues. So seeing number one plastered on everything doesn't – I mean, it's gotten out of hand. Well, the fact that they've rebooted Wolverine 3 times in 2 years
– that's why I don't –
I mean,
that's why I'm not reading Wolverine comics. That's why I'm not collecting any of them.
The last series of Fantastic Four, which is maybe a year and a half, lasted 16 issues.
Yeah, there's been three fucking –
and they just restarted it again this week.
And I actually – Jimmy made me buy it with his mind powers. I just bought that.
The new one?
The Fantastique.
Yeah.
And it's French, if you didn't know. Uh-huh. But I haven't read it yet.
You should.
So – I guess that's the one thing. Like, I feel like at least the DC stuff I'm still getting. Like, I stopped at Justice League, but I don't know. I feel like DC and Image.
Image is fucking shit away right now.
Oh my god!
Yeah, they're good.
They have not released a new series that I've been like, oh yeah, I'm gonna download this off the review server and see if I like it. And I'm like, god damn! Even Revenge, which I completely doubted for the record, after reading the first page, at the end of it, I was like, fuck, this is really good. It's real good.
We got two comics in the shipment this week. It was Avengers Assemble and Fantastic Four, where you could look at the whole stack of each of those issues, and they're fucked up. Every issue the same way, so you know it's a print run error.
Oh, really?
So no matter if we said, okay, we got 50 copies of this, we need to get new ones, we get the new ones, they're going to look the exact same way, because you can look at all those going, this is how they all are. This is the whole print run. $4 each. So
by Fantastic Four, do you mean the new Fantastic?
The new number one Fantastic Four. Yeah. So the Avengers Assemble one's a much more glaring because it's a pure black cover, so you can see every flaw in that. And he's like, I'm just going to throw these in the holds, and if people complain, maybe suggest they read an Image comic book.
Oh, really?
But, oh my god! But you know what? He's right. I mean, like, let's. I mean, I don't know if we're planning on talking about Image knocking out of the park, but you know, you've got Black Science, amazing. Revival, amazing.
Revival's been awesome.
Revenge, awesome.
X-Pop.
Saga. X-Pop.
Saga is one of the best. Saga.
Walking Dead.
Yeah, Walking Dead. What's the one I've been really Ghosted? Was fucking awesome, and it was like campy as shit, and it was still good.
Hey Luke, what was that one on like
Deadly
Class. Crime noir shit you were reading from Image?
Probably Criminal.
Oh no, it's
no
Fatale.
Fatale. Oh, yeah. That stuff is so.
Nah,
you can have it.
Fatale is amazing.
I've got it. You can have it.
I mean,
I have so much stuff. That's how I much need to give
it. You can have it. Fuck.
Dude, that was great. Don't want it.
I didn't finish it. I've got a bunch of shit with your name on it.
We'll talk.
So
we'll talk monies.
So sounds like Marvel's just fucked. So let's.
It's so fucked, Kylie. But we still read it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Kylie, what's good right now? Like what's in your grab bag?
The one book I've really been enjoying now is called Letter 44. Okay. I believe it's by Oni Press or Oni, however Oni, you want to pronounce it. And it's basically, so the letter 44 is basically when a new president comes into office, the last president writes him a letter and, you know, here you go. So letter 44 is the 44th president going into office. In our world, it would be Barack Obama. So the letter would be coming from George Bush. They're not.
Okay.
I believe it's.
Would you say he letterified?
It's President Carroll writing letter 44 to President Blade. That's the guy coming into office.
And I would and never,
when you
never vote for a guy with the last name Blade.
Yeah, Stephen Blade. Comics have taught us anything.
This guy seems legit.
Yeah, but, seems cool.
And you read it and you're like, okay, they're not using Obama and they're not using Bush, but you read it and you're like, that's definitely who they're modeling this after. Because when they see the letter on the new guy, before his inauguration, he walks in and the letter's on the desk and he's like, should I even read this? Is it written in crayon? You know, is this because they're, you know, making fun of the guy. He's just kind of an idiot.
Awesome.
So he sits down and reads it before he goes off to get inaugurated. And the, you know, it's starts out, you know, congratulations. It's, you know, you've got a hard job ahead of you, this and that. Then he goes into, okay, this is the biggest part of your job, and nobody really knows about this. And he kind of lists off like the four or five, the handful of people that know what's going on with this. And he's like, this is what I've been working on during my presidency. So all these wars going on, you know, the Iraq war and Afghan, well, this is nothing compared to what I've really been dealing with. So out in space, in an asteroid field between Mars and Jupiter, they've discovered something is being constructed out there. And they don't know what it is, but you can see that something is being built. And they don't know. So he's actually, they got a team of scientists and military people. I think it's like 9 people all together. And they've sent them out there on this mission. And it's taken them like 3 years to get out there to see what it is. And they've sent and the president, the new guy, is reading this like, this is bullshit. He's fucking with me. He wants me to do something to embarrass myself, basically, because he thinks this isn't real. So he's calling in people, and they're like, yeah, this is real. He's asking, you know, why doesn't the CIA know about this? So they're not involved in this. This is all hush hush. And they've sent probes out there, but when they hit a certain point, they get no information. So this comic book has been kind of jumping back and forth between what the new president is going through, like, because this is all he can think about. During his inauguration, he's like, just like, this is fucked up. There's aliens out there. What the hell? So you're getting like his side of the story. What should he do? Should he tell everybody? Maybe that would stop the wars. Maybe it would, you know, cause peace. Maybe it would do worse. And then you've got the scientists and the military up there and what they're going through, and you find out that they've pretty much got enough fuel to get there, but not back. And they all kind of know they're on a suicide mission. And it's been pretty fucking awesome.
That actually sounds pretty cool.
Question for you, just like the nerd guy. I mean, who's writing it, drawing it, that sort of thing?
Charles Sewell is writing it. He's writing Swamp Thing right now.
Okay.
He's doing the new She-Hulk, Thunderbolts, Superman, Wonder Woman, Red Lanterns. But
he's got a lot on his plate then.
Yeah, he's kind of all over the place right now. And this was, if you're reading Swamp Thing, I know Thomas is reading it.
Yeah.
It's been I, you know, Snyder's awesome, but he took it back to the Vertigo stuff.
Like the, nice. Like the Allen stuff?
Yeah, it felt more Vertigo to me after Snyder left.
Yeah, and when they handed the Swamp Thing stuff over, I was really nervous, but I've really dug it.
A lot of people were, when people wanted to drop it, I'm like, dude, give it a couple issues, because this guy is doing
the scene in Swamp Thing, I don't know, I think it's like 3 issues back, so spoiler alert, but when Swamp Thing kills the entire... what are they called? The green? The trees that are assholes?
The Parliament of Trees.
Kills the entire Parliament of Trees. And that's all from Alan
Moore, by the way.
Yeah, it's so rad. Like, that's awesome.
Dude, Tom, I gotta let you borrow the Alan Moore stuff, because old stuff is fucking ridiculous.
This Swamp Thing stuff has been awesome.
That whole Parliament of Trees came about.
So, before we get into collectibles, any other titles folks should be reading out there?
Off the top of my head, I can't think of any, but I know there's a ton.
So comics are shit right now.
Walking Dead, X-Files has been awesome.
Oh, man. I still haven't read that Turtles crossover.
I was going to ask you, have you read the new 68 comic? I think they're doing Jungle Jim.
I have not. I know they've just announced a new one, but I don't think it's come out yet.
Okay. Well, let me know on the next show.
I don't know.
I'm reaching. I'm going for it.
Oh. We will talk about... this giant fucking... You gonna open it?
I'm gonna.
I got a knife. You got a shiv, apparently.
Fucking shiv.
Unprepared. Damn.
To open it up. So, we're gonna talk about some collectibles now. Kylie,
from Orange is the New Fucking Black over here.
Yeah, Kylie has brought the new 52 Swamp Thing, which is just a giant fucking figure. Jesus Christ.
Awesome looking.
You know what's odd? Is my toys have to do with this same series.
What?
The toys from the Big Bad Toy Store have to do with this.
Yeah, it's the same series, right? Yep. I've seen them at Barnes & Noble.
Yep.
Big Bad Toy Store.
God damn it, he's all twisted up.
Yeah, fucking twist ties all over the place. Dude, this is a pretty detailed character.
Tell us a little bit about this while we're...
Yeah. So Kylie brought a Swamp Thing from the New 52. What, an 8-inch figure?
Goddamn. Yeah, probably.
8-inch figure. Looks like it comes with a... It doesn't come with a stand.
No stand.
It comes with two accessories, a shield, and then like a knife/bludgeon shield. I don't know if that even fucking makes sense, but...
It kind of reminds me of Thorin Oakenshield's shield from The Hobbit.
It's sculpted by Phil Ramirez. Approximately 8.5 inches tall. He's got wings.
8.5.
13 inches wide. Includes removable sword and shield.
Oh, there's tape there. Yeah, you wouldn't want that to come apart after it's been opened.
I would have left it in the box.
Fucking packaging on this shit.
Goddamn.
Ridiculous.
So
I should have been more prepared with the pack.
I blame Jimmy.
Do not blame me. This wouldn't have happened.
He wouldn't be opening this
fucking unboxing.
I would like to take a moment to say, if those out there listening aren't watching True Detective, make sure to watch it, and then we can talk about the next podcast, because by then, it's going to be wrapped up.
Yeah, two more episodes.
Everybody watch that. That's your homework. True Detective.
Another it's on HBO.
Hannibal. Hannibal's fucking amazing.
Also watch Hannibal, which I have yet to see. All right, so we've got this open. Kind of.
Almost.
The wings probably have to come.
His ankles?
Oh, yeah.
His ankles.
I already untied him.
Tyson was all over the ankles.
That's where I like to be. I'm an ankle guy.
This thing is massive.
Yeah, this thing is fucking huge.
I think it's the biggest 8 inches he's ever had. I can't even finish that.
Jesus H.
It's really well painted. I will say that. For Swamp Thing, you would just imagine just like, just gonna be green and brown, just kind of boring. But the way they put it, there's probably like a few greens just going on in the wings.
This is exhilarating podcasts.
Listen to noises. The plastic.
Yeah, plastic. I really don't think you can break that.
We're so close.
Use that knife to
hold that
face.
Jimmy just out.
Jimmy just had a fucking heart attack.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
That thing's awesome, dude.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, my God.
That thing is massive.
Luke, tell me about the articulation, because we're table across.
Gotta be able to see. It's pretty good. He's got ball joints where his ball should be near his pelvis. So full articulation there. You can twist his hips. Yeah, this is really good.
And you hear snap.
Hey, Luke, hold,
try not to do that.
Hold that up for me real quick.
He's kind of like the angel version of
Swamp Thing. Captain Morgan stance there.
Give him the Captain Morgan.
That looks like a really nice figure if I liked Swamp Thing.
Yeah, that's...
You would like Swamp Thing. You just got to read a little bit more.
Yeah, it is that's really good.
Yeah, this looks like dog shit.
What?
I'm just kidding. I will say this. I like that the wings are actually... Are they attached? I don't know. It looks like there's some...
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I'm trying to figure looks out. Like
they might come off.
Give me.
They look like they might come off, but I'm not gonna be the one to fucking break it. Because, like, I have a Marvel Legends angel figure up there, and, like, one of the biggest pains in the ass is that his wings are, like... They got these little slot things, and you stick them in. Yeah. And it's fine, but... This is sturdy. This is nice.
Oh, let me just look at it before.
So, what storyline is this from? Because
this is the new 52 Swamp Thing.
So new 52 Swamp Thing's got wings.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Yeah, he basically when he needs to travel, will just erupt these giant fucking wings and.
See, now it'd be nice if the wings did come off if they're not constantly visible.
Well, that's you see point. Right here, they're connected from this little giant. Oh, so it's
right.
Swivels.
Well, right, but look. Right here is what I'm saying.
That's a good looking figure.
See, they go like this. Yeah,
they do articulate.
So they do articulate, so like you can kind of have them at a down angle.
You know what they need to make to complement this figure?
It's nice, though.
What's that?
And I think it's Swamp Thing 17.
It's attached as shit.
It's between 15 and 18, but they have Swamp Thing basically, he's going through this world that's been taken over by the Black, or by Death.
Yeah. Oh, that's
and you go connect. Down into, the, they go into like a dungeon... Or they're out in the world, and they fight.
Right-hand.
Basically, Batman has become this huge fucking evil giant bat monster because of Arcane. I think it would be really sick if they would release, like, a Batman figure to complement this of, like, the demon bat. I think that would be really cool. Do, like, kind of maybe some kind of diorama, like, display setup or something. I think it would be sick.
Some of the branches come off of his... arms to make way for the slots for the sword and shield.
That's pretty rad.
So that's pretty badass.
So let's for people that want to look it up, what's the name of the series?
I think it's just the DC
direct. It's DC Comics New 52. Like I've seen the other ones, you can actually I know you can pick up like
Kylie.
I've seen Flash and Batman and Catwoman at Barnes & Noble.
That's pretty sweet.
It's just the New 52.
Yeah.
From DC Comics. That's pretty fucking sweet. But I don't know. Man. That's a nice. And how much does this run you?
I'm not even gonna say.
Oh man!
Really?
That means I can't buy it.
$49.99.
Oh, that's it?
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
No, I was thinking like $100.
Oh no, God no! I wouldn't have bought this for $100.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have wanted you to.
So all right, so that's pretty badass. Now I kind of want to. Now I need to go to Barnes & Noble and get the Batman figure because quality seems to be up there.
It's a great figure.
So Jimmy, this kind of leads in, like, you wanted to talk about these figures, because there's also a Batwoman.
Yeah, there...
Or a Batgirl.
There is a Hal Jordan for the Green Lantern fans, and they're about I think the 34... Or, yeah, it's $34.99 to about $40. So, I just happened to be looking online, and there's a place called the Big Bad Toy Store, and they sell everything from your high-end stuff that's like a G, like $1,000, to stuff that's like $15-$20. They have all the Marvel Select. They have.
Do they even have the hard to find stuff there? Or?
Most of it, but it's sold out. You know, you have to be on a mailing list when they get the restock. But
the stuff where they really shine is the lower cost stuff.
Yeah, there was a Zero.
Mm-hmm. They carry the Bandai figures.
Yeah, there's just a lot of cool stuff and a lot of like the Japanese sculpts and stuff like that. They all seem to. Carry like the latest and greatest of that, and again, for like the mid-range collector, I would highly recommend. I don't mean to plug anybody; we're not getting paid for these, but the big bad toy store did have some great affordable figures. So if you were like the mid-range collector, or you just wanted something cool, I think to spice up your collection, I would check out that website because they have all the new 52 stuff that we've been talking about on the podcast. A lot of cool Marvel stuff. They have a lot of like different type of swag. Like if you want like a Marvel wallet or something like that, they do still have stuff like that, like clothing and different. Like accessories, if
they
you
have a diamond license, so they anything that Diamond distributes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But the $40 figures for like the DC stuff, they actually look really, really nice. Like the paint's all glossy. Like they put like gloss on like the Aquaman character, on the Catwoman and Batgirl character. They have like nice like gloss paint. They painted everything accurately to the comic. Even on this figure that Kylie brought in, that has more like faded paint because of the nature of the character. Like even if you look back on the back of the calf, there's different things. Like there's actually a flower coming out of like his right calf to where there isn't on his left. Like just little like subtle nuances like that. On one of the wings, there's a hole in it.
Look at his knees. His knees.
Yeah, his joints are different. Just like little. It's very like earth toned, which is easy to be like, oh, you just painted it green and brown, but they did a good job of doing different colors of green. There's at least three colors of green that I can see.
Oh, just in the wings there, it's pretty cool.
I think it's a very good figure, and I would highly recommend checking it out.
Even for $50, this is a good figure.
That's good, and it stands on its own. You don't need a fucking stand. So, and that's
yeah.
As Tyson goes to stand, it fucking falls. But,
no. So, Lucas got the new Hot Toys Wolverine from the Wolverine movie.
Hold on, I'm going to pull that up so I can talk.
It's pretty sweet.
With Luke. Which he didn't bring. I wanted to play with it.
Sorry, man. I feel dumb now since I was like, oh, it seems like too much to pack, and you brought over this massive fucking swamp thing.
Luke sent me his Flickr, so I'll fucking pull it up.
Yeah, I need to start linking to that more on the site. So... It comes with tons of stuff. I'm trying to think through it. So he comes in the box in his Johnny Cash getup, where it's the black pants, black dress shoes, black shirt, black tie, black overcoat, and black like coat. And it's fucking sweet. He's got that grimace on his face. His hair's a bit shorter. Great face sculpt. And then the accessories, he's got a couple different hands. He's got his fist with the claws, and he's got fist with bone claws.
So nice.
Both of those. Comes with the samurai sword. It's metal. It's pretty sweet. And it's engraved and everything. And it's got the sheath for that. And then it also comes with a pair of brown pants. So if you want to take off all his suit, you could have him in it. Underneath all that's a wife beater. And then you've got the brown pants. And then there's brown shoes. It seems like there's some other accessory I'm forgetting. But that's the most of it. It's really sweet.
Is the wife beater painted onto him? Or
no.
Is that... Okay.
Yeah, it's a real cloth wife beater, and I think if I remember from pictures, if you take that off, he's got like a hairy chest that they painted. Because I'd seen pictures of him where he's holding the samurai sword from when he fights. I forget the guy's name, but the bad guy, the Silver father. Samurai. No. Before that, when he fights the father, after he tears the spoiler alert, after he heals himself by tearing out of his chest. Yeah, so that you can do all three of those things.
I also wanted to say this too, and this is just another nod to how good they make these. Like they sculpted his brow to be angry, and they've actually like blended this red paint to make his cheeks look puffy and his ears get red. You know when you get like mad and your ears get all like kind of fired up and your cheeks get like that. They did that in the face sculpt. It's fucking fucking crazy how face good.
Face sculpts of Hot Toys are blow my mind.
I'd like to congratulate Kylie too. I've converted him since the last podcast. Kylie's getting Escape from New York.
Snake Plissken.
Yeah.
And it's actually, I know it's laughable sometimes when I say it, but it's a good deal. So this Wolverine is awesome. It's probably one of my favorites now. It was $220. I think I say that with every Hot Toy I get. Like, this is one of my favorites. But because they keep stepping it up.
But that's cheaper comparatively to a few Hot Toys you've had, I thought.
Some of them are pretty pricey.
Yeah. For what you get out of it, it's definitely not bad. The Snake Plissken you're getting was, what, $150?
$160.
And I think it actually comes with more stuff than my Wolverine did.
Really?
It comes with a ton of shit.
And we weren't sure. I need to look it up. It might come with a desk, too.
Yeah, I think in the movie, if anyone's familiar with Escape from New York, where the metal table and they're laying out all of his little toys that he's going to take with him. At least in the pictures, they have that table and all the gadgets and everything.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's my new Hot Toy. I really need to start sharing these somehow on the site through the Flickr. I've started trying to take photos of them. Anyhow, that's the current Hot Toy that's pretty awesome. There was a couple other things I wanted to touch on. I brought a few figures, but I'll save those for last. Let's see. Let's touch on the Lego Ghostbusters. So we've talked about it before, but Lego does the Kusu project, and we talked about the Back to the Future, which Tyson now has...
Two of.
They're pretty sweet. And they've done the Minecraft and a few other miscellaneous. Well, anyhow, the Ghostbusters kit won out this time, and you're going to be able to get the Ecto-1 and the four minifigs. of the Ghostbusters, and it also looks like you get a little stand for it.
I'm pre-ordering that shit.
It looks pretty sweet, and they had it at the New York Comic Con where they take off the roof of the Ecto-1, and it's actually got all the gadgets inside.
Nice. Oh, shit.
Yeah, like little readers and things. So when the guy posted it on Kusu, it was the Firehouse and the Ecto-1, with the understanding that you would get the Ecto-1. And since there was such a big reaction to it, and some of the fans said, you know, I want the Firehouse, that's what I've really wanted, he put the digital Lego plans for the Firehouse online.
Oh, nice.
Which people don't normally do. And you can hunt for the pieces through these different sites. Tommy, that's been on the podcast, knows how to do that. So he was harassing me about it. I didn't even want to know. But he looked it up for me. And to put together the Firehouse, it was like $700 or $800.
God. Jesus.
Because it's that massive of a thing this guy's built. So, of course, the Kusu guys aren't going to do it. That's very exciting. That'll be in time for the 30th anniversary. And then
when is that supposed to come out? It's soon, right? It's not. It's like a couple months.
It does seem like it's pretty soon. And when I was talking to the lady at Lego Store, you can't get it at the Lego Store. You're going to have to order it.
Yeah.
To start.
Yeah.
Yeah, to start, you'll order it through Lego's website. But like the Minecraft that I wanted to bring up, the Minecraft Legos you can get through the Lego Store now. And the first one was a Kusu project, but it was so popular that they did 3 sets. So it's not necessarily out of, I don't know what you want to say.
Sorry, the realm of possibility.
Exactly, for them to do more Ghostbusters kits, which could be
That'd really be cool. Maybe like the Stay Puffed or some ghosts or something like that.
Yeah, they could do the Ecto-2. They could do the containment unit, like the basement setup. Containment unit
would be awesome.
They could do a lot of cool shit, so I'm very excited
about
that.
How much is the, I think the Ecto one is like 60, I think is what they're saying?
It was on the, yeah.
I think, I want to say 60.
It was like 50 to 60. I don't remember exactly. It was more than the Back to the Future Lego, which I believe is 35. To 40. Yeah. But this is going to have a lot more pieces and 4 minifigures.
Yeah.
Which will be pretty sweet.
I'd like to say everyone who got the DeLorean I've talked to, it took them about 30, 45 minutes to put together. It took me 2.5 hours.
You enjoyed it. Good job.
No, I think I took about 45 minutes. I was watching some TV while I was doing it.
Oh, I did the same thing. The reason I know is because I watched like 2.5 hour-long episodes or something. I'm like, Jesus, why is this taking so long?
I was just enjoying it. Like that's like part of the thing. I mean, that's the fun, right? Is building it. So
definitely.
New TMNT figs.
So I wanted, let's touch on that real quick. So these guys, the classic figures you have on your shelf.
Yep.
They're doing new paints and a little bit different sculpt of that same kind of a figure, but the movie, the TMNT movie that Kylie hates so much, they're doing figures based off that.
Oh, let's not lump Corey Kylie in this. Figure? I think,
what?
New?
No.
The 1989.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the face sculpts are a little different, and then the paint's nice, which is kind of different.
I'm going to pick those up.
They look pretty sweet. And then they've released
The fucking spots then.
Yeah.
Ooh. The Jim Henson ones.
Yeah.
So those look pretty cool.
How do you not like fucking Jim Henson? That should be blasphemy.
How do you not know that he doesn't like it? We bring it up every time.
I've talked about it quite a few times.
Very good.
So
I do like that macaroni and cheese commercial, though.
Go, Ninja. Go, Ninja. Go. Go, Ninja.
So they...
And then there's, of course, there's also...
Ones are doing some new...
They're guys. Also doing some the new figures based on the Michael Bay stuff, too, that's coming out.
Yeah.
That's what I was throwing out there.
Yeah, they're doing figures.
I'll probably pick up a set. Really?
Why would I?
Yeah, I know.
Because I'm just giving them money for it.
I know. I'll probably still get it.
But with your wallet.
But if I go and see the movie and somehow I think it's good, I'm sure I'll pick them up.
Yeah.
Somehow.
What about the new Star Wars Black figures? What's going on there?
That's a Stat Wars.
I know. Sorry. I was in a hurry.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm just making sure I covered all this. No. But let's do that. The Black figures last and the Marvel Legends. The Bruce Timm. Those figures look sweet.
Oh, I'm so fucking excited about that. You don't even know. November? Seriously, Tom? You got a podcast with us?
Who's Bruce Timm?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Don't say that.
Yeah, maybe just look at your iPad.
Really fucking excited about that. So they're doing a whole line. So it's going to be a mixture of figures. It's from the Bruce Timm, Paul Dini world. So it'll be an amalgam between Batman the Animated Series and the New Adventures of Batman, which was done by both of them, but there was like some time lapse. Bruce Timm kind of turned it over for a little while, which was good because introduced like new character designs, and then they came back to the show and they were kind of like, oh yeah, no, like we like
Wing and a new
yeah
Robin.
they're like oh, we like what you guys have done with this, let's keep this going. So mm-hmm. it'll be Batman from the New Adventures of Batman,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Freeze from the New Adventures of Batman, Batman the Animated Series, Catwoman, help me out here, there's more.
Those are the ones that stuck out to me. There's more, but those are the ones I was like, I definitely have to get those.
I want
to
say Penguin.
Is Ivy?
I could They've be gotta do Ivy. I think Ivy's one of them.
Now, these are going to be a higher dollar, too. I think there are maybe
40. 30 yeah. to 40.
Each?
30. But they're, no, they're 30. They're $29.99 each.
How big and are these?
They're 6-inch, right?
I
want to say they're 6-inch, but they come with a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
But they're kind of expensive.
And especially because they'll probably, like, looking at the initial shots of what they're going to look like, probably limited articulation because mm-hmm. the style that they're in order to get, like, kind of like those sharp, minimalistic curves, like, you can't have...
It'll be like a waist. It'll just be like a waist.
Waist and like probably arms that rotate at the shoulder, some elbow movement. But yeah, I'm looking forward to those. I'm already planning on at least getting the Batman. I really like Mr. Freeze and Catwoman. Those three for sure. I'll have to see what the rest of the line looks like.
They look very cool.
They better do a Batman Beyond.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Actually, I called Tyson about this because he had said, hey, you know, you need to check this out. And what was that animated movie? I always slips
Mask of the Phantasm.
Mask of the Phantasm. Yeah. If they did like some figures based on, oh my god,
yeah,
that would be worth getting.
And the villain was that girl, right? That was wearing like the
Dana Delaney.
But dude, I would buy that figure with like the weird fucking scythe hand and mm-hmm. the creepy mask. That was good shit.
That's a good movie.
Yeah,
excellent movie.
So
do you want to get? Yeah, assuming you brought figures for these other two, and that's why you wanted to wait, right?
Like a child, I brought him in my lunchbox.
Nice, his clerk's lunchbox. I like it.
That is
I thought for
cool.
sure there was like an egg salad sandwich in there or something.
Egg salad sandwich.
Well, we haven't confirmed that there's not an egg salad sandwich.
So,
and we have
now. So they've done two waves of the Star Wars Black. If you recall, the first was the Sand Trooper, Han Solo, Slave Leia, which sucked, and Greedo. Oh, no, that was wave two. They've done three. This
R2-D2
is wave three.
R2-D2 was wave one.
So one was R2, the pilot.
Sand Trooper.
Slave Leia and the Sand Trooper.
I don't think Slave Leia was part of...
Slave Leia was two.
That was two. Who was in one that I'm forgetting?
Luke.
R2.
There's R2, Pilot. Darth Maul is the one.
Darth Maul.
Yeah. Sorry. And then, yeah, then you had Slave Leia, which is the worst figure. Greedo's great. Han Solo.
What's wrong with Slave Leia? I haven't heard any...
She looked like a man?
The hips, for the articulation, they gave her these ball joint hips, but they're really out of proportion, so her hips just jut way the fuck out. It looks kind of bad. And then the face sculpt isn't great, and the articulation's limited. Personally, I was kind of bummed. As a Star Wars fan that collects this shit, that the first thing they went for was like sexy costume Leia instead of Hoth. I think the Hoth Leia would have been
Hoth
really
Leia
cool.
Would have been badass, yeah.
So anyhow, Wave 3, we've got Obi-Wan Kenobi from the Clone Wars, which is probably one of the weaker face sculpts. It's still great, but it's one of the weaker.
Pretty generic looking, but it's not bad. Yeah, yeah. It's just...
And that's... Like this definitely looks like Mark Hamill, but it's almost like a caricature. I really liked this Mark Hamill from Bespin Luke.
Yep, Bespin Luke.
And they've introduced, I didn't bring him with,
no,
I forgot
him,
but
face sculpt.
They've got the lightsabers now to where the light actually comes off and you can put the hilt just on their belt.
Oh, cool.
That's what I forgot to bring those. So
I like the belt though. Like
the belt is pretty killer. And that gun I put in, that gun comes out.
Nice.
And then this guy, the most popular, I'm guessing, of the series is the Stormtrooper.
Classic Stormtrooper.
Oh, totally. And, like, JJ's gotten quite a few of those just to have, like, a whole
army. Yeah, I was
going to
say
them,
an army. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Hey, Luke, I was going to ask on the Han Solo, does the gun come? Oh, it does.
That's Bespin Luke, asshole.
That's Bespin Luke.
Yeah, like I said.
And that's actually funny that you mentioned that. So this series, Wave 3, for some fucking reason, the fourth figure is Han Solo. And it's the same Han Solo that was released in the previous wave. Which is kind of lame to me.
That's weird. Just a re-release?
Well, so it's still number 8, so it's not like number 8 and number 12.
There's no discernible
But they
differences.
didn't do a new figure. So there's only 3 new figures in Wave 3. I can't remember.
That's shitty.
What they're doing a speeder bike, I scout.
Oh.
And it comes with a bike to scale for the next one, and I think they're doing Jabba. They're doing bigger guys.
Nice.
These are sweet, though. I really like the Stormtrooper.
See how Jabba looks. That might be pretty cool.
Yeah. So then moving past the black figures, we posted these in the contrib group. We haven't talked about them on the site much. The new Marvel Legends line. So this is a little confusing. They've done a couple of them, and I noticed they did one for Captain America.
Yep.
Right.
And they're doing this one for Amazing Spider-Man 2, they're saying, but there are characters in the line that aren't from the movie. So you have Spider-Man, you have the Superior Spider-Man, and then you've got coupled figures. You've got Black Cat or Spider-Woman in the black costume. I think it's Spider-Woman. And you've got Electro, Blue Beetle from the Ultimate Comics that's like green and blue and red. And then you have Carnage or another symbiote that I don't recognize. He's all red. I've never actually seen him before. But the way that they're paired together is each character you get, which normally I think is fucking stupid, and I still think it's stupid, but you build the Green Goblin from the Ultimate Comics. Hmm. So Black Cat and the Spider-Woman have the same part, so you only have to get one of the two girls, and then the symbiotes have the same part, so you get one of the two symbiotes. So there's the leg for him, and then you've got the arm, and it comes with this fire.
So see, and I like that because we just said this is one of our favorite. Yeah. Are you going to try to build the whole thing?
I wasn't going to, based on the price, but I might get suckered into it. I don't know.
What's the price range again?
So these are $20.
I think it's $115 for the set, if I'm not mistaken. I think I did look at that before I came over here.
I think it'd be more than that because there's like.
But you don't need the whole set to buy it to build him.
You need to get five figures. Mm-hmm. So there's arm, leg, torso, and head. So six figures. I'm sorry. So these are $20 mark. They're trying to go after the same market as the black figures. And I actually really like them. I didn't looking at them in the package, but once you get out of them, the articulation is great. I got them in the strongman pose. But you can the articulation of the chest where you can bang them down or up. And then also the articulation clicks. So it's in some of the places anyhow, it clicks so it stays in place really nice. They come with extra hands to where it's either shooting the web or a fist. And then some of the nice details on this, like the Superior Spider-Man has the claws on his fingertips.
That's a badass pose right there.
That's nice.
I tell you, I like these a lot better than the
Where'd Star you get Wars. These at? Did you get them at Toys R Us?
Target. Target's got them. Toys R Us has got them. The paint on them is really good. The articulation's great. I've never seen this kind of articulation before on Spider-Man's shoulders, where you can like really bow them back or forward. I like him a lot, actually. And so the Electro is based off of the Amazing Spider-Man 2. Similar to this costume as the Amazing Spider-Man 2. You can see that the logo is longer. I don't like
this articulation right here. The shoulder. My Daredevil figures have the same articulation. It makes the shoulders look a little goofy. Like, especially because, like, if you have them out like this, like, it doesn't match up.
Right.
But it's a nice looking figure, though. I like it. And plus, like, I like the interchangeable hands because you don't see that a lot on figures at this price point. Like, especially
on the scale of 6-inch.
Yeah, and usually for a Spider-Man figure, that's nice to have with the fists and then the web shooting and stuff like that.
So this one's pretty sweet. The Black Cat's based on the comic book, just your classic black and white. The Electro's based off the movie, kind of. He's got like a black rubber suit, but then the blue face and the blue hands.
Classic Electro.
The Carnage is sweet, Jimmy. You should see the Carnage figure if you haven't looked at it yet. It's a classic Maximum Carnage.
11 points of articulation. There you go.
You counted them? Thank you. This is all warm. You got all into that one.
What's the series?
No, 12, because I didn't count that fucking, this little fucking shoulder.
That one doesn't have it.
It's the new Marvel Legends line, Amazing Spider-Man 2. The Carnage figure is pretty sweet. I haven't been able to find it yet. I was surprised I found the Spider-Man this easily, but we talked about on previous podcasts trying to find figures around the $10 to $20 mark. I think this is plenty bang for your buck. Yeah.
See, and the hard part for me, though, if you look up at my shelf right now, I got a lot of Spider-Man figures. It's like...
Oh, you're preaching to the choir.
Yeah. And I mean, not anywhere close to you, it's...
I get that where it's like, well, do I need another
Spider-Man? Yeah, because I mean, I've got a Humberto Ramos Spider-Man. I've got Ultimate Spider-Man with Ultimate Doc Ock. I've got two black suits.
Kylie.
You know, this kind of stuff.
See, I was going to jump on getting Carnage, because I don't have a decent Carnage figure, which
was pretty sweet.
That's good.
Carnage figure is awesome.
But then when I got there, they had the Superior one, and I actually like the design
of this costume. I want to get the Superior one, because that's a design I don't have. Yeah, definitely. And honestly, like for me, like I just listed off the ones I have, I don't have the Amazing Spider-Man either. So both of these, for me, they'd be legitimate pickups.
Yeah, so and it fits right in with that same scale of the 6-inch scale, you know.
I'm glad that there seems to be a movement back to the quality 6-inch scale. We've talked about this in previous podcasts.
That's his butthole.
Kind of how they're lacking. And I would rather pay, you know, $20 for a quality 6-inch than, you know, $14 for lower quality. It's definitely worth the extra couple dollars.
This figure's sweet. I don't know. I really like the black figures. The Stormtrooper is great, but I think the Spider-Man is going to end up on my shelf for a while, or at least on my work desk. But
yeah, because another point of articulation, so many different...
that I don't know if you noticed, you can swivel his ankle.
Yep.
Which is, you know, especially for a character like Spider-Man, if you're getting him in a pose where he's got a wide stance, then he can actually stand up.
Mm-hmm.
And the Green Goblin leg has that same articulation.
He's a beast.
Yeah, and that's what would be cool, too, if you... If you're looking at this, the goblin leg, look at that, you know. So once you build that fucker, he's going to tower over Peter a couple inches.
That's a good-looking figure, though.
And then you can see the scale there.
You'll have to look it up. I don't remember the figures that'll be in the second series, but I know that the builded character is Rocket Raccoon, which is it's awesome, but then it's like, well, this I'm getting a huge figure if I buy everything else, but if I'm just getting a little Rocket Raccoon...
On his back.
That's is it really worth the money to hunt it all down? I don't know.
Look up series 2, Kylie.
So those are super cool. I thought you guys would like to see those.
Yeah, no, those are...
The price point.
Makes me want to go... What time does Target open?
Oh, early.
10 a.m.
So for all of it, it's $140 really on Big Bad.
Yeah.
So that's the exciting, fun things. If you guys are looking for price point... PB, Mr. Patrick, that likes to email me after every podcast, one of our fans that used to... shop at the shop. Go pick up some of these Spider-Man figures. They're sweet. I can't read these. What are they saying? Is that a rhino?
It just shows you all the series and how much it is to collect.
Oh, that's from the Captain America. See, they have a Captain America, the same kind of figure that's tempting.
I've seen that one.
Wait, where is it?
It's not
it's
too
the same
far off.
Is a Spider-Man we're handing around? They have it at Target.
I've seen that one before. I've decided not to buy it. It's just too similar to the one I've already got. Yeah, so. Mm-hmm.
But that's it, that was, sir. To your comment before when we talked about this line, it feels like a resurgence of that line.
It is.
And
it
a
is.
Little bit, a step up even
yeah, step
in some
up,
ways.
I would say.
Which is nice.
Yeah, definitely.
I was very excited to pick that up and have it be worthwhile. And
very
come
good.
Tell you guys about it.
I think it is, just for the points of, well, you can pose it any which way you want, and you can get more bang for your buck.
And
more
with that articulation, it's a click. You know,
yeah.
So he does. It's not gonna move or kind of loosen up over time.
And I like the click thing too. That's nice.
That probably is one of the better ones you can get for that low price point.
Definitely. So we're gonna take a break. We're gonna come back and relive some of our childhood with some of our favorite figures from the past and kind of what we're collecting now. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mike Pilot.
And this is Brian Young with the Full of Sith podcast.
And Concetta Parker couldn't join us for this little promo right now. She had to run off and do some important work at Rancho Obi-Wan. But let me tell you, if you listen to our podcast, Full of Sith, these are the kind of things that you're going to hear.
Yeah, that's basically his entire move. That's what he does. J.J. Abrams makes movies that feel like Spielberg.
Because if you work at Lucasfilm for almost a decade, it's kind of like beaten into you. It's like boot camp.
But I like that movie, and I think most people do. And you shouldn't let that kind of stuff get to you. And you don't want to know what his reaction was?
Ugh. It's a dream come true. I'm on a Tauntaun.
No, he knew he was going to make it. He did the electric slide before. He knows what it's like to do the big... What is that called? The big wet and ride or whatever it's called?
The slip and slide?
Yeah, the slip and
slide.
Yeah. He knew. He knew what he was doing.
He knew. He absolutely knew.
I say, the worst thing Luke lost there was his masturbation hand. And then they gave him a robotic hand that probably doesn't get tired. And I probably shouldn't have said that, but it's true. I don't know. He handled it better, Travis.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm leaving it back at the loss of his hand.
Once more, the Sith will rule the galaxy. And we shall have peace.
The Full Assist Star Wars podcast. You can check us out on iTunes or fullassist.com. We're everywhere.
And you're Full Assist.
Welcome back to this week's episode of the Big Shiny Podcast. We are talking about comics and collectibles this week, and are going to talk about our favorite collectibles from our childhood and kind of like what we're collecting now. So who wants to start this shit off?
I'll wait. I want to wait.
I have a couple things because I'm not as cool as you guys with this stuff. So I actually donated them to Jimmy, and I hope they've got a good home in his house.
It's still in the packages.
Yeah. So when I was about 13, 14, I went to Southtown Mall with some friends, which is a mall.
I remember
Southtown. Yeah.
Southtown Mall with a friend.
It's still a thing. Which is a mall. KB Toys.
Yep.
Had the 1988 Ninja Turtles on clearance for like $6 a piece.
Yep.
So I bought the whole set. And I had them.
For the Ninja Turtle guys, they're the Series 2.
Okay. KB Toys re-release.
Yeah.
So, I actually had some. I had some of those for a while. Very I don't sweet. Know what happened to them.
So I had them, and they followed me apartment to apartment to apartment as I grew up. And it finally got to a point where the packaging was starting to get beat up a little bit. The corners were getting torn.
Yeah, they're the original, like the OG Series 2s. Yep. They're really nice.
So finally, you know, kind of like a sad dog owner gives his dog a good home. I gave Jim Jam over here. He's got them. He's keeping them safe for me.
Yep.
Which maybe one day I'll call for him back because I actually have a house to put him in. But
you were in a house when you gave him to him.
No, I didn't. I was in an apartment when I gave him to him. Oh. Yeah. But, you know, like knowing the collector and the
fastidious. I don't know where they are. So.
Yeah. No, but knowing how fastidious Jimmy is with his toys, like I couldn't think of a better place. So I gave them to him.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Oh, I'm sorry. Should I have given them to you? Is that how that is?
I'm just giving you shit.
Okay. Well,
I'm just giving you shit. Yeah. I'm glad Jimmy got
them. The other thing is, I'm pretty sure it's still at my parents' house. I need to go dig it out. But I had. And I don't remember when
it's this. It's called happened. A rabbit, and it has two fucking
spinning things. Yeah, and that poor bastard is under the stairs dead somewhere. No,
the joke went two different places.
He did. I went to dead animals. Where did he go?
It was a
vibrator.
Oh, sex toys.
Where do you think Jerry went with it?
That's a good point.
I went dead animal.
So they another bought
Pop-Tart
me.
Another thing.
And I must have been 9 years old, but when Power Rangers went in full swing, I don't know if you guys remember.
The flip head thing?
The flip head thing.
Yeah.
But then they also got me, there was a pyramid robot. This big fucking pyramid that rolled out and transformed out. So in my parents' basement, I have this giant pyramid robot that comes out. I think it was like Power Rangers Series 3. And I've got all four of the Rangers in like the 7 or 8 inch tall posable figures that I need to go reclaim those and put them put them on display. Yeah.
I remember I had those the morphing Power Rangers where like you'd like on their belt and then the head would flip over into the helmet. It always bugged the shit out of me because I'm like, what's the fucking point? They're still in the Power Rangers outfit. That's the
motherfucker right there. There he is.
Oh, wow.
And he would I think it was like the Power Ranger. And it's been like 15 years, but they would have to like combine their abilities. And this, you know, the Green Ranger would sound as shit. Yeah, that, yep. I had that big motherfucker. And I bet he's still there under their stairs. I'm going to go reclaim that. Yep.
You guys are going to make fun of me because it's not an action figure, believe it or not. It's the Mighty Max things that open up with the little tiny guys.
I
used to collect a lot of those because I like the whole like the doll. It's kind of like a miniature doll. I
loved Mighty Max,
dollhouse thing because it has like a whole scene from.
Yep.
I have so many.
They were Polly Pockets for boys.
Yeah, it was Polly Pockets for boys. I know that sounds whack, but I really liked
the Mighty Max. I had Star Wars ones.
Okay, yeah.
So they had a Star Wars line where it was the head of, you know, some character. So I had like the Red Emperor's Guard.
So that's what got me into Star Wars were those Micro Machine guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know why, but just like being able to open up that head and have it be Tatooine or whatever.
And well, it was nice.
Figures that went with
those
it.
Like, it was the Micro Machines.
If you were on a road trip as a little kid with your parents, like that was perfect to take because they were their own case and you just opened it up and had little minifigures in there world. And you could play with them in the back seat.
Mighty Max always gave me bad fucking dreams.
You say,
like, chicken? He's like, fowl, actually. Like, that was a fucking punchline that we used to play, like, horse and pig. And we'd be like, chicken! And then my brother would be like, foul, actually, because we'd foul each other in basketball.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we'd use Mighty Max punchlines when we play basketball.
Nice.
Yeah. He does it today still. He asked me to play horse with him, and it was bullshit.
Oh, I'm whooping neighbor kids' asses and bands, too.
he's just running amok in his neighborhood.
I wore my basketball shorts to the fucking neighborhood pig game, and I fucking clean house. And then I
was 12 year old crying.
And then I took some cores and I'm like, Shannon, look, I shook it up and I splashed it all over myself. I was in the shower when I did it, but I was like giving myself a fucking cores shower after my win.
I am the pig champion.
Which also reminds me, I think I owe that kid back his I took his fucking basketball and I went back to my house. It's still in my basement.
In the face of the
this is
kid.
Mine now.
Yeah. Until he can beat me.
Kylie, what was What was your thing?
Well, I'm much older than you guys, so mine were, like, the big ones were Star Wars and Transformers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I had a bunch of those. But I was trying to find some pictures of the stuff that really, I wish I still had them.
G.I. Joes?
But no, they were these were the old ones. Like when I was a kid, these Star Wars the micro machines, the metal ones.
I have some of those.
Oh my God, the Bespin shit. With the.
I only have the figures because they had them in an antique shop.
No, oh,
but
nice.
They're fucking heavy.
Yeah, oh yeah. The one we kept, we're selling all my Star Wars stuff, but the one I kept out of the set was Han and Carbonite. I still have him.
Oh, nice.
Back then, that shit was just so detailed, and you could do so much stuff with these little things. Going back to the little Mighty Max and stuff like that. Those are the things I like. Yeah, and that stuff I've got online to see if I could find them again. And those are so hard to come by.
Oh yeah,
it's ridiculous.
And if you do, you're gonna fucking give your left nut to get them.
Yeah. So I don't think I have any of my original Star Wars action figures. I think I had Boba Fett still with Slave One somewhere.
How many years do you think?
All my Transformers when we moved, I gave to someone who was first, a big Transformers. Yeah. Oh yeah, all the first stuff.
Oh God!
And I was like, here, you like Transformers a lot. I don't care.
There was
anymore.
Like some.
I've just been. It's like.
Right.
It's like,
yeah.
They've just been kicking around forever. I don't play with.
But now.
But they.
Like,
but they were big, right? They were like a foot tall, right?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought they were a foot tall. Maybe I think of
some like Optimus and stuff. Yeah. You had those big fuckers. Yeah.
But now, like, I almost want to put them up in my office, like on a display. You know what I mean? Like that would be fucking cool.
For sure.
Yeah. Penises.
G.I. Joe was kind of cool.
G.I. Joe was cool because I had...
like, I never got into, like, the He-Man and stuff like
really?
That.
I loved Masters of the Universe. That shit was so rad.
There was a Masters of the Universe book that was really well done. I think it was done with paintings, too. Like, there was an artist that would paint it. I remember getting it at Fred Meyer's. Yeah, it was like my first, like, exposure to comic books.
You just dated yourself by talking about Fred Meyer.
Fred Meyer.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
They had a lot of good toys at Fred Meyer.
They did, man.
They had a lot of everything.
Yeah.
RoboCop arcades and fucking everything. What about you, Lucas?
So it's going to be hard to narrow it down to just like one. So I'm going to try to just go over this as quick as I can.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was really little is when I got like Ninja Turtles and Ghostbusters. So I don't know that I would consider those like my favorite. Because I feel like they'd have an unfair advantage just based on nostalgia, you know.
The movie ones have like nostalgia, crazy for me. Like
the little rubber ones.
Oh God, I love those.
Right, and that's so with those, I don't know. They can't take it from me just because it's based on nostalgia.
Hmm.
And I didn't ever really bought any of those. Those were always like gifts or Christmas or, you know, you did this chore, different things like that. But I didn't necessarily. I wasn't getting money like allowance at that point. Hmm. So I think for me, I would have to almost go for the animated Spider-Man series.
Oh, okay.
So when that came out, I wasn't like a huge Spider-Man fan. It was my introduction to Spider-Man was the animated series in the, was that early 90s, I think?
Yeah.
And that followed the comics really close, which I didn't know at the time. But for me to go to the toy store then, and it's not like the figures were great, but they had, you know, Carnage, or they had Venom, or the Kingpin, or Electro, or Scorpion. You had the entire Rogue gallery. And like I said, they weren't great figures, but it was kind of an introduction into that comic world for me.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, I had Batman, but that doesn't really count. Because Batman's a character that, it kind of transcends comic books, if you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's got its own legend. You've had the TV series and the different Tim Burton movies, whereas with Spider-Man, that was it. Like, you had the animated series and there was the comics. And I remember really liking those a lot. I don't even know if I still have those anywhere.
Hmm.
But that was probably the big one for me, was the animated Spider-Man series, because I would save up and look for those if it wasn't the Micro Machines Star Wars that we already talked about.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as now, I don't think it's fair for me to try to pick a favorite series because I still just get too much shit.
I also wanted to ask this as like a group forum, like toy question.
Now's the time.
When I used to go to the dentist, they used to give us these planes. They're made out of like foam or some shit.
Oh shit, yeah, I had some of those.
Yeah, I love those, man. Like those, I used to like collect. I used to collect
like
a lot
the little
of them.
Plastic propeller you'd put
on
the front.
Yeah, the plastic propeller, and they had little like like nub on it to give it some weight.
Yeah, yep, and have like the old World War II bombers and shit. Yeah. Like you put them together like a puzzle almost.
I used to go fucking crazy for that
shit. I had those the big ones as a kid.
Like, oh, yeah. Jesus. The big foam ones. I would have had a heart attack if I saw one that big.
We used to take those and then duct tape them so that, because the whole point of those is when they'd hit something, instead of breaking, the wings and everything came apart so that the physics of it. We duct taped the shit out of them and they weighed so much and just fucking threw them at each other.
Jesus.
It got some crazy shit going on.
But those, like, because they are toys, I used to love that shit, man.
So, Tyson, what was your favorite series growing up?
Star Trek The Next Generation. That's actually what I was trying to pull up a picture of it. So, me and my buddy, his name was Andy, we were really big into Star Trek The Next Generation. We both had like a bunch of figures. Like my favorite characters were Geordi and Data.
Yeah.
So I had the two of them. Geordi's visor like even like came off and stuff. And then it was, of course, like you took it off and it was just whited out eyes because he's blind, right? Yeah. So it was like, that's, you know.
But as a kid, that might have fucked you up.
Yeah. I had a Q. I had Commander Riker. Like I had a ton of them. And the best part about it, though, is we each, they had these play sets that came out. My buddy had the bridge. I've actually got a picture of it right here. The bridge. But the cool thing is that there was two additional sets that you could get as well that attached to it. So so my buddy had the bridge, and I had engineering, and one of us had the transporter room because that was just going to ask.
Yeah,
that was the other set, and I can't remember if it was me.
So did it just click together?
Yeah. So essentially, it was just like it was like a slot, right? So you just had a thing, and then like the set would just like lay on top of it, and they'd interlock.
Okay.
And if you look at the doors out that lead out of the bridge, they had a little thing on top that was spring loaded, so you could open it up, and both the doors would. They'd open up and they'd walk through and then they'd close behind them. And then the engineering set, it lit up like that because it had the big blue tube that was in engineering, right? It would pulse and everything. So we had those. So we had like the whole fucking playset. And my buddy even had one of the shuttlecraft. And the shuttlecraft was made for these figures. So, like the canopy would open and like you could put figures in it. And I think it was actually on wheels too, so you like push it around like for flying and stuff, right? So we had those, and we would just play Star Trek: The Next Generation for hours. Just like, I mean, we both had a couple Borg figures, so you know, we had our enemies. You know, we had some Romulans, we had Cardassians, like, and even like as Deep Space Nine came out, we had some of the Deep Space Nine characters as well. So we had like Odo and stuff like that. So. I even had, I think I had Beverly Crusher, the doctor and everything. So, I mean, between the two of us, we had the entire fucking crew and then some. Like, it was...
You know what's weird? We were probably, without even knowing it, like, we're more, like, hipster nerds then than we are now. Like, we were on some real nerd shit, but we didn't care.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't a social thing back then. It was just like, we like what we like.
Yeah.
We were on that Applejack shit.
So we had those, and like they all came with like either tricorders and or phasers, you know, that hooked to their belts and that they could hold and everything. So that was a lot of my childhood, was playing those. And I want to kind of go back and collect those again. Shit's expensive. Like to get the Star Trek bridge playset that I just showed you, it goes for like $130 now, if you can find it.
I'd say, I think the Star Trek figures, I don't remember seeing a lot of.
Yeah,
like in the stores and stuff. So I'd imagine they might have been a little bit lower production run.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. We never had any trouble finding them. I mean, and then plus, like when like Generations and then the movie following that came out, they did re-release of those figures, but in their updated uniforms, because they had like different symbols/communicators on their chest, and they were in the gray and black uniforms that had the colors just around their neck and stuff. So. They did re-releases like that. The figures are actually pretty easy to find, and they don't go for too much.
Really?
So I'm going to probably start off just by getting the figures. But
you need to save up your cash between now and Comic-Con, because there's that guy, if he comes again, he had tons of that shit.
And I will be getting that battle damage.
There was
reasonably priced
gym that I thought I already had. Dude, I
love it. Well, and then on top of that, too.
He better have that.
We also had, because, you know, like in the summertime, we'd go out and play on his like swing set and stuff, and like we'd play Star Trek The Next Generation, like, as us being the guys, right? So I had the phaser toy, you know, the electronic phaser toy that you press the button, it would make the sound effects and stuff, and a tricorder, all that stuff. So that, we spent a lot of time playing that. And then also when Jurassic Park came out and got big, we had those Jurassic Park figures.
Yeah, with the rubber.
Yeah, rubber, the rubber shit with the battle damage, how you could pull out a chunk of their skin and it would show their rib cage and shit.
Yeah.
We had the,
good shit.
We had, each of us had a Jeep. We both had like multiple dinosaurs, and then we had one of the play sets, but, we were getting a little bit older to the point where like our parents just wouldn't outright buy us this shit anymore. So what we did was we would take cardboard boxes and like draw shit on the inside and like link them together, like with doors that opened up and shit, make our own like containment units and stuff. But we had all the figures and everything, but it was like that's kind of the point where it was like to buy those sets now was like $60 for the sets and stuff. Like the prices were starting to go up. So we kind of made our own way with that. But, I mean, the nice thing about Jurassic Park was you didn't really need the sets because you go out in your backyard and, like, in the flower beds and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was, I mean, that's your playground for that kind of stuff, right? So that's really what it was. And I've been on a, I mean, I've talked about this several times on the podcast. Star Trek was, for me, like, what Star Wars was for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Like, that was my sci-fi thing. That was my first big nerd thing. I'm going through right now, rewatching Next Generation. I don't know how this happened. I'm working backwards almost. So I watched Voyager, like the whole series of Voyager. Then I watched all of Deep Space Nine. Now I'm on Next Generation. And then after that, I'll watch Enterprise, because I actually never, ever watched Enterprise.
Enterprise was good. I like Enterprise.
I've heard people either love it or hated it. Like, that was the thing. And so after I get through Next Generation, I'm going to start on Enterprise because I never watched that. I've seen the original series more times than I could count. So
the only one I haven't liked was Deep Space Nine.
Really? And I really like Deep Space Nine. So, I mean, so my intention is after I finish up Next Generation, I'm going to go through, watch all the films, you know, again, because I have them on Blu-ray, and then get into Enterprise and stuff. But that was my thing. That was my big thing growing up and having the playset and stuff. And it's like, I look back, I don't even ever know what happened to those. I mean, they probably got sold at a yard sale or something like that after I got a little old. I can't tell you how much I wish I still had those things.
Likewise.
Man. I mean, I like I said, I'm trying to find them and stuff. And I really wish they would do something like, you know, with the Hot Toys stuff. If they ever came out with like a Captain Picard Hot Toy, that would be the one that I wouldn't even question it. I'd buy it.
Right.
Like, right out of the gate.
That easy, yeah.
Right out of the gate.
Now that you mentioned that, I'm kind of surprised they haven't had a Star Trek license.
Right.
But I think it's probably a matter of time.
Yeah, well, but the thing is my concern is that a lot of the Star Trek stuff, you got the J.J. Abrams stuff out now, which, don't get me wrong, I love the new rebooted, you know, Star Trek stuff. I think it's fantastic. But I want Next Generation. You know what I mean? I want that stuff because there's been endless stuff. I mean, I think there's still original series toys in production. It's, you know, the original series. Mm-hmm. But the Next Generation stuff is a lot harder to find. And that's what I want to see. Cause you know, we're sitting in my kind of nerd room right now. And for Star Trek being what it is for me, there's nothing Star Trek in here. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have anything Star Trek in here because I got rid of all my Next Generation shit when I was a kid. So, I don't know. Kind of breaks my heart a little bit. I need to find some Next Generation collectibles and swag. I mean, even as a kid growing up, I had the communicators that they have on their chest, you know, the insignia that, you know, in the Next Generation was also the communicators.
Tattoo idea.
Yeah. Oh, that's not bad. I like that. But they had the, I had the one that was like the magnet thing. Yeah. So it stuck to the shirt. You put the magnet behind it and stuff, you know, walk around wearing that kind of thing. Like I need to get some,
I could see Star them Trek doing swag. A Picard Hot Toys figure at some point. Cause they did like Christopher Reeve Superman.
Yeah.
And you'd have to do a little bit of legwork, but it wouldn't surprise me with the X-Men movies that they do an Xavier figure. And then usually some asshole on a Hot Toys forum does custom suits.
You
can buy a Picard suit.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that far-fetched. JJ's made a lot of custom, like, figures.
Yeah. I mean, and that would be great, but it's like, I want, like, the
official.
The official, licensed. Like, licensed, you know. Because, I mean, I don't, because you know if Hot Toys did it, the communicator on the left side of their chest would be metal. You know, it'd be real metal, sculpted, like, or molded individually, you know, out of.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
I hear you there.
I can't even imagine. So if they ever do that,
yeah, those guys are fucking ridiculous.
I talked about it off of the when we were talking, but they just picked up Back to the Future.
Yeah,
to do Marty, Doc, and the DeLorean. So that's. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah,
and, at some point they jumped over that way.
And with Star Trek, the thing that's hard right now is that the original series kicked everything off, so that's got its place in history. And then Next Generation, I mean, things in that era, that's been a bulk of what's ever been on TV, like all things considered, mm-hmm. because the original series only ran for, what, 3 seasons? Something like that? 2?
Yeah, well, two and a half.
Yeah, I mean... So a majority of all Star Trek that's been on TV is Next Generation era. That's what I grew up with. Those are the movies. Like that's my bag. And it just seems like the original series stuff always takes the front and center, right? Which I understand, but it's like, come on, there's a whole giant demographic of people that Next Generation was their Star Trek. You know, we need some updated stuff, but I don't know. Maybe I just haven't really looked that hard, but that's what I grew up on. Now it seems to be like a lot of it's like superhero oriented, obviously Deadpool stuff, right? For some reason, like I kind of dig right now, like we've had this discussion, like my lack of willingness and lack of ability to afford like the hot toy stuff. So I kind of tend to go the other direction. I really dig the kid robot stuff, the minimalist stuff.
Right.
I really like that.
I like the Funko stuff too a lot.
Yeah, Funko's not a bad price point.
The one thing I'm against with Funko, I suppose, though, I really, and my wife will hate me because she made me go to the shop to buy Benson. I really hated the Funko Benson. I thought it was shitty.
Benson?
From Regular Show. He's the gumball machine.
I don't watch that fucking show. But,
oh, yeah.
But, man, they're alien. Yeah, Servo. Yep. Their alien was fucking awesome.
So here's the thing with the Funko figures. I don't really care for the humans. I don't like the giant pupils. But all of the creatures that they make, I like a lot.
And I don't like the bobbleheads. Like also,
there's only one that I love.
Them. Really? Because I see a figure and I'm like, this is so fucking. It's a bobblehead. God damn it! I've got the Deadpool one, but
the R2 is the best bobble. It's the only bobblehead of the series I've thought was cool. The legs are stationary. The middle bobbles.
See, that's cool. That's creative, right?
Yeah.
But I don't want a fucking bobblehead. And looking at them, I mean, you really can't tell the fucking difference, right? But. I know.
Bobblehead's a slight cheese factor.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I don't want a fucking bobblehead. Because there have been tons of times where I've walked in like the comic book shop and stuff, and it's like, oh, they made a it's a fucking bobblehead of this character.
I like the Plants vs. Zombies series that they did.
Yeah, that one was a good one, too.
The StarCraft one, I think, is my favorite. The Jim
Raynor. I didn't like the Kerrigan.
What's that people, the big black guy?
Yeah, it was that, and like her body was just weird to me. Like, but I didn't like the Jim Raynor, ratio. Like the
just squatty, fucking big awesome. Marine.
And I haven't been able to find one. Did you get any more in, Kylie, of the Jim Raynor?
We just reordered them last week. We'll see if we can get them.
Yeah, I know. You bought the only one, you asshole.
Yeah, I saw that and I picked that up.
Yep, I don't blame you. But
Tom's pussy going off over
there.
Anyway, so anything else anyone wants to add?
I've got a fun story since we're
let's hear it.
This is kind of going into now being an adult and, you know, buying toys. So this was back when the first J.J. Abrams Star Trek comes out. This you talking Star Trek kind of reminded me of this. So my niece is having a birthday, and I haven't been to Toys R Us forever. I need to get her a birthday present. I figure just going to get her a little baby doll. She's just, you know, turning like 2 or 3, you know, she's just tiny. I'm like, I'll just get her a little doll. Go to Toys R Us. Haven't been in there for years. Go through the kids section, find one. Awesome. I'm like, well, I'm going to go walk around and see the stuff I like. And they've got the toy Enterprise from the new movie, you know, and you can press the button through the box and it does all the sounds and lights mm-hmm. up. And I'm like, I remember when I was a kid and they had like the Enterprise D and Voyager. And I think it was like Playmates that did these.
Playmates.
Yeah.
Playmates did those figures. They did the bridge that I just showed you.
Yeah. Like, so I'm looking at this and it's like $24.99. I'm like, you know, that's not a bad price for this. When I was a kid, those things were a little out of my price range.
Mm-hmm.
So I buy it. I'm like, fuck this. I'm here getting a doll.
I'm buying me a goddamn Enterprise.
So I take it home and put it on the display thing, and I'm like, this is fucking awesome. And my wife comes home. We're at the moment at this time we're living in my parents' basement waiting to save up for a house. And you know, I'm kind of showing her, I'm pressing the button, and we're kind of playing around with it. She's like, yeah, that's cool. So I get a bug in my ass, and I get on eBay, and I'm like, I'm going to go find these fucking old Enterprises. And I start bidding on these. The one I couldn't find, and I found all of them. I got, like, the Enterprise D with the third nacelle, and I got the...
Oh, really? Yeah, got, that's like, awesome.
The Enterprise from Enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
Borg cube and a Borg spear and just a shitload of these things. The one I couldn't get was Voyager, and because those are going for like $400-$500.
They're hard to find. They didn't do a very big.
Yeah, holy shit. Cells. You press a button and the cells would like move up.
Yeah, that's yeah.
So I'm getting these things, you know, kind of over weeks through eBay, and I'm putting them in the guest room where we never use the guest room, and they're just all over the guest room because I had no place to put all these things.
Starfleet in your room.
And then and one night my wife's home, and she'd actually use that guest room closet for extra clothes, but it's clothes she didn't use a lot. And we're sitting in the bedroom, and she's like, I need to get a nice dress for work tomorrow. And she gets up and walks out of the bedroom, and she's going to the guest room, and I'm like, you know, it's not even in my mind until I hear the door open, and I'm like, oh, shit, oh, shit. And I'm running behind her like, baby, baby. And I get there, and she's literally just standing in the doorway looking around the room going, what the fuck is this? I'm like, let me explain.
Yeah, it's like,
it's like she caught you with another woman.
Yeah. Do you jerk off in here, Ken?
And the cool thing was, too, like, the Playmates even did, like, so you had the big bridge set, but they also did, like, a smaller one where it was like a mini Enterprise, and then the saucer section opened up into a bridge and stuff like that. So there was just all sorts of stuff. My biggest thing right now, I don't know where I've gotten this from, but for, like, the last probably month and a half, I've had this weird desire, like, I want to go buy an Enterprise D model kit. Like, I want to put together a model, because I did one as a kid, and it was a lot of fun, and it came with, like, some of, like, the decals that you put on it, like, you know, the ones where you put them in water, and you carefully put them on, and they adhere and everything. And I did that, but there was, you know, after that, if you really wanted it to look right, you did some painting to it, right? Mm-hmm. And I never did that. I was a kid, you know, all this shit, so I really want to
get it. It was gray already. Dude.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I put the decals on, looks good enough. That's the thing I want. I want to go out and buy, like, a really good quality model and put it together, and then, like, get some model paints. Maybe put a little battle damage on it or something like that.
Dude, go to that terror. West Valley Hobby.
Oh yeah, that's where I got the one when I was a kid. They've been around forever.
Oh yeah, they have, and they're the nicest guys as far as for locals. When I was building my proton pack, which seems like a very difficult thing. As far as, like, finding parts, I'd go in there and be like, all right, I need a resin that can do this and this and this. And
that's actually awesome. Whenever me and Jordan would race the RC cars, that's where we always went, was West
Valley. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I need some Star Trek shit in my life. I need some collectibles. That shelf is seriously lacking in Star Trek now. It bugs me.
You're going to have a kid soon. You're going to need those quiet hobbies where you're just sitting there cursing to yourself, building this fucking thing,
just,
you know?
Just cussing up a storm to myself. Yeah, so... All right, so that pretty much wraps it up for this week. As always, thank you very much for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week when we're talking video games. So
Titanfall.
Prepare
for Titan 3, 2.
Thanks for listening, folks.
Thank you for listening to this month's Big Shiny Podcast. Be sure to check out other podcasts in the Big Shiny Robot Podcast family, including the Big Shiny Girl Cast, Laser Brain, and the Big Movie Mouth Off. And for all you Utah local residents, be sure to check out the Big Shiny Geek Show Pub Quiz every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. at Lucky 13.